Plans are moving ahead to help Fallujah. Once the crisis is resolved, reconstruction funds will begin arriving to repair the infrastructure, create jobs, and perhaps win the support of the city's Sunni leadership, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
During ceasefire negotiations in Fallujah, U.S. officials put some ultimatums on the table, along with what they hope will be incentives to cooperate. Ron Newman, ambassador to Bahrain, currently working for the U.S.-run administration in Iraq, says it's a pretty generous package.
It's a combination of money, empowerment, and a sense that the central political structures will not be so totally dominated by others that they'll have no chance of protecting their own interests. I mean, that's fairly easy to say. It's a complex mixture, and it's going to be hard to do.
Money is easiest. Marines are expecting the cash available they'll use when things calm down to double to $80 million. U.S. officials are now also directing to Fallujah money seized from the former Iraqi government. Bruce Cole is a spokesperson for the Program Management Office, which oversees most of the U.S. reconstruction money coming slowly to Iraq.
With the addition of these Iraqi funds, we're looking at some projects that we could get started very quickly, meaning within 30 days or even sooner.
He acknowledges that depends on the security situation. From the start of this war, U.S. officials have seen money as key to winning Iraqi hearts and minds. Only more recently, insiders say, did officials begin to realize the depth of anger many Sunni Muslims feel after being largely left out of new Iraqi power structures. With the official handover of sovereignty to an as-yet unformed Iraqi government, now just 2 months away, officials want the Sunnis on board. Alan King, part of the U.S. team that's been negotiating in Fallujah, says locals want someone in the national government who represents their interests.
I don't know that they have to come from within the city itself. If it's somebody from Tikrit or somebody from Bakuba or somebody from Mosul, that they're comfortable with that representation, I think that it'll be just fine. They just have to feel like that they have someone that is their voice.
A classified Pentagon planning document written last week reveals a deep concern with winning over Sunnis. Among other things, it discusses targeting Sunni communities with labor-intensive projects, contracting with tribal leaders to provide essential services, and publicizing the role of Sunni Muslims in Iraq's new army. Officials hope changes to the debathification program announced last week will also help. But some Fallujans aren't ready to forgive. A family of 22 arrived Friday at a temporary camp set up by the Iraqi Red Crescent Society on a dirt field in an upper-middle-class neighborhood in Baghdad. Volunteers washed enormous aluminum pots and prepared to start dinner. Refugee Khadija Jadoui was in no shape to cook. She said she cannot imagine working with the Americans.
Would they return back my son, my house that was bombed, my belongings? Have you seen Fallujah? It's as if someone is making it all dust.
In another white canvas tent, Kamal Nawaf is much blunter about the U.S. occupation.
Yahud, kafara.
They're Jews. They're infidels. Each family lost, at least the smallest family lost 25 members of their relatives because of the attacks or the bombing of Fallujah. Do you think that this, they will forget this and make friendship with the Americans? I don't think so.
But U.S. officials say Fallujans have a choice to make. With the Marines' help, kick out insurgent fighters and facilitate construction work. Or Ambassador Ron Newman.
Well, there's the other piece that if it doesn't work, if they won't accept it, we're not going to accept an armed resistance center into which we can't go. And so there's some pretty nasty alternatives out there, which I don't like and they don't like, but which they have to look at as well.
A year ago this week, U.S. soldiers shot and killed a dozen Fallujans at a demonstration demanding that the troops, who had just arrived, withdraw. U.S. officials say their goal after this latest fighting is to convince Fallujans cooperation is the way to control their own future. Emily Harris, NPR News.